This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
This is Vectis Radio. We have a couple of stars in the studio. We have Lightning Louie. Morning, Lightning Louie. How are you?
Yeah, we're fine.
Good. And we've also got Kirk in as well, who hasn't got a nickname yet, but everyone gets one at some point. So, morning, Kirk.
Good morning.
And you're from Hayland's Farm?
That's right, yes.
Is that just that's the name, that's the whole thing, Hayland's Farm?
Hayland's Farm is the name of the farm. It's run by Mencap Isle of Wight, which is an organisation of Mencap UK.
Brilliant. And the work that you do is incredible, and you've been doing it, not you personally.
I've been in care for 16 years. I've been at Hayland's for 3, but Hayland's Farm's actually been running for over 40 years.
40 years, which yeah. I think is an incredible achievement. And one of the things that is most important, I mean, people talk about the Old Man Baton Hospice, which is great and wonderful. Yeah. We should be proud to have it. But Hayland's Farm does a lot of fantastic work.
Yeah, it does. A lot of work all island wide. The work we do at the farm itself is really important. You know, it's not just a place to do like respite care or people just come and be looked after. It's also a place of employment. So we teach a lot of life skills. We teach them how to work in a working environment, as well as it's fun and enjoyable. You know, it's somewhere you can come and just relax, as well as get busy. So.
So you were saying you've got about 25 people that come in on a daily basis?
We've got about 50-odd students on our books. We get an average of about between 25 and 30 students attend a day, as well as our volunteers as well, so...
Which is an incredible amount. How many, I mean, you all those youngsters there, and they range from...
Well, they range from school-leaving age right up to retirement age.
Okay.
So we do have some students.
And what issues do they have on a daily basis?
Oh, every issue. We have, like, a lot of physical disabilities, learning disabilities, mild autism. We cover the whole range of care needs.
Fantastic. You must be highly trained.
Yes, all our staff are. We take training on all the time. We're really good with our employer. She's very good, Nicola Cook, is very good at sourcing training for all staff in any area. And if you want to learn something as well, if you feel it's an area you want to go into, then she'll quite happily support you to do that and help you find the course to do it. It's a great place.
How wonderful. Yeah. You got Louis, who said... When you said, I went out there and said, because there's about 3 or 4 of you guys out there representing Hayland's Farm today, and I said, who's doing the interview then? And someone mentioned Louis, and Louis was off. No one could stop him. So you've now got the nickname Lightning Louis. Now, I've got to be honest with you, I asked you how old you were, and you told a fib. Because I thought you said 70, then you were saying 17, and it turns out you're 27, is that right?
Yeah.
That it is. So where do you live, Louis?
I moved now. Park House. I saw it in with a bit shit.
Right.
And I saw it in and I went round doing a bit shit. And my papa is 12, Park House.
Right, okay.
Binsted.
I think I got that. Yeah,
Binsted. Binsted.
So what's your favourite part about Hayland's Farming? What do you like doing?
Animals.
Animals.
System wheels. Mm-hmm. Rockwork. Farm towels.
So there's the woodwork, the animals.
Yeah.
What's your favourite animal?
Goats.
Goats.
Goats. Yeah. Have they got names?
They got names, yes.
Yeah, well, come on, give us some names.
We've got two goats that are named, which are Luca and
Barbara.
And we've just had another 5 new pygmy longhorn goats.
Both ones.
Oh, wow.
But they haven't been named yet.
All right.
So if anybody wants to come up and name them for us, that'd
Gary.
Be great. Gary. Dave. I think we should name one Dave. I like Dave.
Dave, yes, so
everyone needs
yes,
a Dave.
I've got a cat called Dave.
Yeah.
And we did a story once about Gary the goat, so I think Dave and Gary.
Dave and Gary.
It's Gary and Dave.
Great British names.
Yeah. I can see them down the pub.
Yeah.
So how many days do you go down there, Lightning Louis?
4 days.
4 days a week?
Yeah, 4 days a week.
That's all right, isn't it? 4 days a week.
Yeah.
How often are you down there?
Me,
every day?
I'm sorry, so I'm there 5 days a week. We're open to 9 to 4, and so I'm there for that amount of time.
So how many other staff are there helping?
Staff-wise, we have 13 members of staff. We have over, I think we've nearly 10 volunteers.
Okay.
It's only a really small staffed unit in a sense. but it's, you know, it works really well.
Do you, what sort of everyday problems do you have? Do you have fundraising problems? Do you have the funds? Is it a struggle?
We get quite some funding. One of the things we do are struggling for is we do a lot of products. You know, we've got veg, we've got an aquaponic system now, which is actually plants fed by fish poo.
Right.
So what we have is we have a big tank that's got 120 koi fish in it. The water from that tank is then pumped into these like tables, which the plants float on, and the roots dangle in the water, and that's what generates growth in the vegetables. And we sort of grow a lettuce in like 4 weeks.
Wow.
So that's a new thing. So we've got a lot of products we're producing at the moment. We do a lot of woodwork, and what we really want is we need people to come to the farm and buy it. You know, we've got our eggs, sales, like I said, plants. We've got a great range of bedding and shrubbery plants in. So, and we do have a small charity shop in Ryde, opposite Iceland, where we do sell some stuff. But if people could come to the farm, that's what we really need. People to come to the farm and enjoy it. We've just also created a petting little centre because we've got ducklings. And we're now going to be getting baby rabbits as well. So we've just opening up this little centre. So if you come along, people can actually come along and hold a duckling or maybe hold a rabbit. So, yeah, we're trying to promote that as well.
Excellent. That's fabulous. So I just want to, when you don't leave without, so I want to talk to you about, because you are a charity, aren't you?
Yes, we are a charity.
What I want you to do, because we're looking, we always support 5 charities every year and we want to support yours.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Because we want to promote your shop, we want to promote people, how people can help and how people can support.
That'd be amazing.
If they're coming down and buying, I'm just thinking, I want to try one of these lettuces.
Oh, please do. They're amazing. I take them home all the time.
All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Is there a website that people can find out more?
We have a Haylands Farm Facebook page, which they can go and find. The website is being built at the moment. It is up and running. Well, it will be soon, launching soon, so look out for that.
Because you've only been there a short period of time, maybe you know, you might not be able to answer this question, you may be able to, but how has it changed over 40 years?
Oh, incredibly. We do have a lot of documentation. We keep photographs going back. And actually, last year, we found quite a lot of old photographs of when it first started, and it was such a small little farm, and it's, you know, it's grown to such a huge size. We've got a forestry unit now, which children can come down and learn to like make campfires in a safe environment. We've got, like I said, we opened up the aquaponics side. We've got new paddocks. It's changed immensely. We used to do a lot of recycling. Now we have a mechanics unit that actually builds classic cars.
Wow.
We have a unit that people can bring their mountain bikes down or push bikes, and we've got some guys that will repair punctures or do simple services on your bikes for you. So it's gone from just a farm that kept animals to now being something just completely different. It's huge. We've got areas, the woodwork department, we now do restoration furniture, which you didn't do before. So yeah, it's grown hugely.
Wonderful. That really is. I mean, it's wonderful news, because as I say, I remember it when I was younger. I remember people used to go down there and get the opportunity to feed the cows or feed the horses or whatever. I just remember people going down there to be able to feed the animals and thinking that was roughly it back then, but now it's changed dramatically.
It's so much more now.
It sounds really, really. Can we do an outside broadcast from your place?
We would love you to.
That would be great, and we get Louis to come along and maybe co-host it. What do you think, Louis?
We probably got a couple of budding DJs there, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Louis, you ain't going to get Louis to, you know, to backtrack here.
I think you should. Get your own show, Louis.
Yeah.
No worries. We'll come down and deal with it. Sort that out. But so definitely want you to make you one of the charities that we support. Run your commercial free of charge and get behind what you do, because I think what you do is amazing.
Thank you very much.
And you do look like a baddie from a James Bond film.
Oh yeah, I've been quoted that before. Yeah.
He does look a bit scary, Louis, doesn't he?
Yes.
Rotten cue, Louis. Well done. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, no, just anybody, please. We're at Salters Road in Haylands in Ryde. Come down, please visit. Come see our pet baby animals. Come and see the fish. Come and buy some plants. We've got a lovely, friendly atmosphere. We would love to see you. Thank you.
When you drive down Salters, is it Salters?
Salters Road.
What's that main road? Is it Haylands Road, is it?
Yes.
It is the Haylands Road. So you've got to go down that Haylands Road.
Yeah.
It's a horrible road.
It is horrible.
It's got ramps in it, lumps and bumps in it.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're going into Ryde, it's on the left-hand side.
That's correct, yes.
And if you're coming out, it's on the right-hand side.
That's right.
All right, that's, and you go down quite a long lane, isn't it?
It goes right near the, as the lane goes, Salt Road, as you get to the bottom, you can't miss this. We've got a big new sign outside now that says Hayland's Farm. So as you go down, see the sign, come in.
Excellent. Kurt, really great to meet you.
And thank you.
Great to meet you as well, Louis.
See
you very soon.
Thank you very much. www.vectisradio.com